Fascinating bit of work has been done by the brokerage firm Forsyth Barr. They've looked into the potential impact Amazon's going to have on us if they arrive physically in Australia, having arrived physically in Australia, and they then decide to drop across the Tasman. Within 5 years, here's what Forsyth Barr say. Within 5 years, they could grab $1 billion worth of business and be streaming All Blacks games. Think about that. Forsyth Barr's Hayden Strickett's with us. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. How's it going?
Very well indeed. So just to make this clear, this is Amazon arriving in the country tangibly and physically as opposed to what Amazon does currently via the net, right?
Look, that's right. And look, first thing to note is that these are just scenarios. So Amazon hasn't announced that it's coming to New Zealand as it has for the Australian market. So, you know, we've done some research looking at what a potential Amazon entry into New Zealand might look like. Ultimately, that ends, the end result for that depends on their level of investment. So we've looked at scenarios right through from simply being serviced out of Australia, right through to kind of a full Amazon Prime offering in New Zealand, if you like, which would require a fulfillment warehouse and an on-the-ground presence in New Zealand.
And if they came in all guns blazing, the numbers you put up, the $900 million worth of business, the streaming of the All Blacks, all of that sort of thing, how do you read it? Is it likely? Is it possible? Is it probable? Or is it going to happen? That's what sort of impact they would have.
Look, that scenario you just talked about is our full Prime offering. So we think there's not a particularly high chance of that in the next couple of years, but, you know, it really is a progression. Once they've set up in Australia in 2018, you know, Sydney and Melbourne, New Zealand's obviously, Auckland in particular, is obviously a natural progression from that. You look at some of the key characteristics Amazon would like in a market, you know, reasonably high incomes, high internet penetration, these things. So New Zealand is a target in our view, but, you know, ultimately it will be a stage entry and, you know, likely serviced out of Australia first, and then a couple of years down the track, we wouldn't be surprised to see them set up in New Zealand, but this certainly isn't a case that, Amazon's going to be setting up a big 50,000 square meter warehouse next year. And the local retailers should be really worrying. It's going to be a slow progression.
What's your assessment if they came and grabbed $900 million worth of business? Who suffers because of that?
Yeah, look, it's a good question. And looking at our research offshore, it really depends what categories you're in. So, it's the commoditized products, low levels of service, low experience orientated. So, lower value items that are, easy to ship and easy to price compare online. So some examples of that: books, media, consumer electronics, toys, those are the categories that have been impacted the most offshore, and likely, impacted the most should Amazon come knocking on our doors.
And presumably it depends on the fightbacks. People like Jerry Harvey at Harvey Norman, he says he's not worried. Dixons in Britain say they fought back and they're winning the battle. So it presumably depends on whether you fall over and die or want to dig into your pockets and fight them.
Absolutely. And, you look at any market disruption, there's going to be winners and losers. Who survives in the New Zealand market? It's going to be the strongest operators, the strongest brands, the guys who increase their own online presence and move with the times.
All right, Hayden, appreciate your time very much. Hayden Strickett out of Forsyth Barr with us this morning.